It's a big, big job out there for both homeowners and municipal road crews. The DPWs in many communities are working through the weekends and racking up overtime, picking up wood and debris from the hurricane. Homeowners are looking at big, big charges for removal, paying trash haulers and cleanup crews up to $10,000 in some cases.
Are these costs that either local governments or homeowners are saying they can afford, or is this the type of thing they'll be looking for some kind of support from the federal government?
At this point, it's a bit of a guessing game. FEMA is expected to cover the cost of the municipalities, road crews going out and picking up wood. Homeowners themselves, I think there is a bit of a guessing game on whether their insurance will pay for certain kinds of cleanup, whether FEMA might pay for certain kinds of cleanup. At this point, it's still a little bit of an unknown.
What's the nature of the debris that is out there? Is it mostly home debris? Is it mostly trees?
You're seeing a little bit of everything. A lot of tree damage, certainly tree branches. They say this storm was almost a perfect storm as a tree killer. The way the wind patterns worked, it brought down many, many trees and tree branches. So tree and tree limbs are obviously a very big source of debris at this point. But in some of the towns along the Hudson River, you're seeing everything, all kinds of debris, washing up even boats that have washed up on shore, telephone poles, and lots of household debris that's been thrown out, moldy carpets, drywall, broken furniture. We spoke to one homeowner the other day who had been running a chainsaw for the past week or two, chopping up his old furniture and putting it out on the street.
Is there any sense of a timeline at this point from the official side as to when this job could be completed on either a local or a countywide basis?
Local leaders are asking people to be patient. It's the nature of the storm was enormous, and the cleanup is enormous as well. So people are asking for patience. Towns are really struggling in many places to keep up with the demands of removing all this debris. It's anybody's guess, really, how long it'll take and how much it'll cost before all is said and done.
Now, the governor has, in his briefings since the storm, talked a little bit about his outlook on, and while he didn't say climate change, on extreme weather events and the idea that part of the recovery and rebuilding process will be looking at whether or not to rebuild in certain areas. Are you getting a sense that any municipalities there might be considering whether or not to rebuild and or demolish areas that were particularly hard hit?
I think that's going to be part of the discussion going forward in the longer term time frame. Just anecdotally, talking to municipal officials, global warming does seem to come up in conversation. So it's certainly, I think, a subtext to a number of the discussions that are going on post-Hurricane Sandy.
Is that typical among those officials that global warming would come up?
It has come up on more than a few occasions, talking to local and municipal officials. It does seem to be on the back of people's minds, and I think that might have an impact as the ramifications of the hurricane are eventually put to rest.